Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night. It's 11/10/2022. And we still don't know who runs the country, do we? But then again, we do. We do know who runs the country through the political structure, from the banking structure and other structures, military and intelligence, and, shall we say, large religion structures, okay? Or large denominations structures. So the thing is, we don't know, but yet if we listen to what Lord Jesus has told us in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and then Matthew 25, where he basically is telling us to prepare, all right? But when I look at Revelations, which is the revelations of the Lord Jesus as told to John of Patmos, okay? And I start seeing, you know, all of the stuff. And let's see, my Bible is tearing apart right here. I've read it so doggone much in this area. And there came one of the seven angels, which had seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto you the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, and with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of the names of blasphemy, having seven heads with ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornications. Oh, and upon the forehead the name written, Mystery Babylon, the great mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Now, you know, you can read on in Revelations, and I suggest you do. And then, because I'll tell you, like Brother Quayle said, and I've said, there's no solution, political solution to problems that, you know, are resulting from spirituality or from the fact that people will not choose to follow our Father in heaven and his only begotten Son, Lord Jesus. It's the best deal in town if you repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. Because no man is going to go to the Father except through him. Oh, man. This thing is building, but now we're all worried about the politics. This politics, I've told you a month or two ago, I told you, don't be surprised if the Democrats don't steal it again. It's interesting that even Putin, in one of his recent, in the last few days, speeches about warning the United States and warning the West, in a sense, about coming after him. And he uses some interesting phrases. You know, there's a name that is the name of one of the companies that makes these voting tabulators and machines. You know, the ones that back not the last election, but several elections before the Secretary of State in Georgia. Not this current one or the one involved that Trump didn't like or any of that. But before that, one or two, three election cycles where he actually tested voting machines, allegedly, and he had a guy down the hall in a different office, and he had his staff go up and do the votes, and they tested the votes, and they put them in, and they knew exactly what they put in. And then they said, okay, go ahead. And they waited about 15 minutes or 10 minutes. And then they went back to check the machines again, and the entire boats had been switched from down the hall via Wi-Fi, in a sense, okay? So this stuff is going to continue to go on, and they basically have told you to keep your mouth shut and not to talk about it, and if you do, you're going to get sued. But all I know is that allegedly, that name of a company that allegedly makes voting machines, that Putin used that. He says, if you're going to try to seek dominion, okay, he used the word dominion over the earth, you know, through putting your people in. And if you are not smart about who you put in, and if the people you put in the power are going to come after us and do stuff, then you're going to reap the whirlwind. That was part of Putin's speech. But he specifically used, quote unquote, allegedly, dominion, all right, in such a way as that he is telling you that he knows what he knows what he knows, possibly under his alleged scheme of understanding. The Russians got good spies. We have good spies. The Red Chinese have good spies as well. They're not good. They're just good at what they do. But now Joe Biden's going to go talk to old Xi, okay? And Joe thinks that all of his policies are what did it, and he's playing the game with the WEF and the New World Order, the World Economic Forum, the Great Reset, you see. But I'll tell you what, I think that it may be time that they put up outside of Rehoboth Beach some giant wind turbines, and tidal screws that take the energy of the tides and use that to store in giant battery banks or packs along the beach. I mean, we don't need people to swim there. They can just put battery banks up there to run the households of certain people who own houses on the beach. And then I think also that anybody who has a Corvette or any car that runs on gasoline on Rehoboth Beach, that all of those cars be confiscated and melted down so that you could make more batteries or take the platinum out of them, you know. I'm being facetious, but this thing is getting to be a bit much. But I will tell you what, you got to stop and go to a different level of the game here. You got to pay attention to what Jesus is telling you in the red letters, what he says is going to happen. Regardless, is what he's saying, basically, this is going to happen. You're going to have wars, rumors of wars. Nation shall rise against nation, all right? Famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. All of these are the beginning of sorrows. Then it's going to get real bad when you start to see 8-9-foot-tall, six-finger Samuels walking on the planet. When you start to see space alien scum walk on the planet. When you see the fallen angels come up out of the hole, which they're in Antarctica, they're also in various places. I will tell you what, they're in different areas. They can utilize the portals. They can utilize the tunnels to slide up and down across the earth. They have private jets. They have whatever it is they want. They have spacecraft. And they're already here. Behind the show and with the AI running the equipment. Now, how do they get us to there without, you know, doing something bad to us? Because they got to take America down, do they not? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it's kind of interesting. as this nation who went to the moon, and other places, by the way, but went to the moon in, let's see, what was it that we originally told Colonel Carson said? It might have went in about 61 or 2, you know, somewhere in there. But let's just take the traditional history. So we went to the moon on slide rulers, comptometers, and a fledgling new IBM 360, okay? We had toggle switches. Oh, yes, toggle switches. On, off, okay? But we did have powerful motors. And we had a lot of information also on trajectories and things like that that was developed over years by very smart people in the United States and those who came from Germany, Wernher von Braun, etc. So we went to the moon back then on this kind of stuff, and we can't count votes in Arizona or Nevada in one day. Can't count any votes. All I know is my mom was a volunteer in a big, in a fairly good sized precinct. And they had all paper ballots. Everything was checkmarked or X, or, you know, with an X. And they counted all the ballots and they sat there. Two Democrats, two Republicans, whatever the number was, two to three of each side or four or whatever it was. And they went through each one. They turned it over. They said, bup, bup, bup. Okay. Made sure the ballot was good. All right. They checked all their ballots, eliminated anything that was really bad. And that was usually one that was really just something goopy, scrawled up. But they could count and do their tallies on tally sheets. And then they could then sign each one of those tally sheets, all the different Democrats, Republicans, whatever. And then they had all the ballots in the boxes. And they put duct tape over them and they wrote with the labels and they each signed it with their initials over the label and all the stuff. And my mom threw them in the back of a 41 Buick and hightailed it to the county seat and took them there. And they always got them there by 10:30 or something like that. And generally, they looked at the results and they basically, they knew about what was going on in that town or in that county at least by midnight. I do remember staying up late in the presidential election of Kennedy versus Nixon. And where basically it came down to Joe Kennedy helped had the mob guys and Mayor Daley steal votes. And my father knew Mayor Daley. My father was not of the same political party as Mayor Daley, but they knew each other. And I've told the story about how on the 4th of July, before Kennedy was elected, that we were all staying in a hotel. It was back then it was called the Pick Congress Hotel, South Michigan Avenue. And that there was a parade out there. There wasn't air conditioning in those days really too much. We had the windows open in the hotel. I mean, there was some air conditioning, but not much. And we opened up the windows, and I stayed up in there. I was a young kid. And my mom and dad were out in front, and then there was a band coming by, and then Mayor Daley saw the old man and waved to him. They stopped the band. He brought over JFK. Well, you see, that's how interesting and how close-knit and how the world will bring this stuff at you and to you, and how easy it is to know different people in these scenarios. And to understand it. But the fact of the matter is, in July, on July 4th, that year, Mayor Daley says hi to my dad by name and greeted my mother and kissed her hand as he bowed. He had a twinkle in his Irish eye, that's for sure. An interesting guy, very powerful, but interesting. And he said, I'd like to introduce you to the next president of the United States, Senator John Fitzgerald Kennedy. And so they shook hands and everything. And then he said, look, I've got to go. We got a parade to go to. So then they turned around and went out. And the mayor said, okay, let's go. And then the band started playing. They started marching down Michigan Avenue again. Now, why do I bring that up? I bring it up because I've known and had connections and seen this stuff. And then I've known later on people that were involved on the other side of the coin, so to speak, or the outfit side of the coin, that talk about those days. And then there was elections that were stolen, and the presidential election was stolen by about 100,000 votes in about two or three, four precincts in Chicago that were delivered by the outfit, okay, by Tony Accardo and Paul DeWayta Rica, etc. That era, Ralph Capone era, that era. Not Alphonse, but Ralph. Anyway, and then the machetes. So, elections have been being fixed for some time. But back then, you fixed an election, and then Chicago had enough financial prowess and budget surpluses and ability to borrow and credit rating that they back then financed their own crosstown expressway without any federal money. Back then, the garbage got delivered. Back then, if there was a problem, then the cops took care of it. And if you were in trouble and did a crime, believe me, they prosecute you and you did the time. For the most part, unless you kicked a lot of percentage upstairs, you know. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I know about election fraud and all that kind of stuff because I've been involved in politics, and then people I know have been involved in politics. And I've seen the fundraising and all that kind of stuff. So there is not a solution necessarily, because we've come down the line so far that we're now in a situation where it's a new world order, the new world order socialism and communism, which are being used against those who work hard, the middle class, the upper middle class, the entrepreneurial class, to use them against them and to cause Ordo Ab Kaio, which is Lucifer's plan, which is the high Masonic 33rd degree plan, you see. Ordo Ab Kaio. Create the chaos, and out of that they're going to bring the order. And then the order becomes planet Earth no more than 500 million in harmony and perpetuity, but we own all the stuff and the serfs serve us. Isn't it interesting also, just to tie this into money, how in about 2 weeks, how different gold, silver, and platinum look. Gold, $1,754, as I came on tonight. Silver, $2,166. Okay? Well, gold was about $100 less a week ago, 4 or 5 days ago. Platinum now 1034. It was down in the nines. Silver was what, 1752, something like that? Now it's 21. So you know that something's getting ready to go down, okay? There's no solution in the politics anymore. There will be political policies, and there will be political stuff rammed down your throat, and there will likely be some kind of an event, whether it's a nuclear war or something that comes down the pike, financial collapse, to where they shut the banks down, either way, on either of those, shut the banks down and go to bank holiday. Or there will be another outbreak of a bioweapon, or two, or three, or four. The 80% kill ratio in Boston shut the door. Or the Ebola in Uganda, oh, tweak it if you will, bring it over here to study it, and let Fauci pay the bill, okay? That's just nuts. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been talking to you for several months now about how we felt that the Russians were bringing in through the St. Lawrence Seaway, that they were able to bring in mini subs or what we now know possibly are drone submarines that have the tsunami nuke weapon in them. There's also other things that are brought in that are containers that come in on the side of ships or freighters or whatever. Just like the nuclear little mini subs can, or the little drone subs. And these drone subs, by the way, they can operate autonomously and stay still or move very little underwater for up to, I don't know, what is it, 6 months, something like that. Or they can take a mission from outside by communication and cause it to do something. But we told you months ago that they were sending all kind of surveillance aircraft doing search patterns in the Great Lakes. And that was months ago. We told you months ago. We told you that. And we also said that they were sending in helicopters and groups, and that there may have been people in mini subs that might have got out. Or there could be the fact that some of the Spetsnaz or some of the GRU Americans, the illegals they call, the Russians call them illegals, that were then picking up their suitcase nukes or small devices and doing stuff with them. Now, apparently in these new special K containers or whatever, they can put missiles in there that might have a 300-kilometer range, and they can also put nuclear warheads in with the missiles, and those could then come in on a ship, and then it could also be put onto, innocuously, put onto a train, perhaps from Chicago to, as I told you last week, Chicago to Terre Haute to down to Evansville. And then also, that stuff that may have gone over into Kentucky, you know, further over into Kentucky. And there could be a lot of different places over there, or then on down in, you know, to the French Broad River and different things like that, where Duke has power plants, or the river up there by Nashville or down there by Nashville, where there's a nuclear power plant, the TVA dams. And then you got Alcoa, Tennessee, you got that aspect there, where that has been compromised in the past, if you recall, back about, let's see how long, 15 years ago, where they made the nuclear material there. But then back about 15 years ago, they had the deal where there was a guy in a truck and all the weird stuff that went with that. Then the sheriffs let him go or something. You remember all of that? So then we have, and Greg Evans used to talk about how they used to practice defending the Tennessee Valley Authority dams against Spetsnaz infiltrators or GRU infiltrators that would be going to try to blow the TVA dams. Well, now, Matea, we've been watching P-8s, which are our best-censored planes to detect nuclear submarines off the coastlines and that kind of stuff, are being utilized in the Great Lakes, and along with other aircraft, many other types of aircraft and helicopters, etc. And we know that a lot of them are up there because we hear reports. We don't necessarily see the transponders on them because they're not squawking, but we do see the transponders and stuff on the tankers because the tankers are flying gas stations and they have to watch out for whatever commercial or private aircraft traffic there is in the area. So they kind of have to be known a little bit better where they're at. So we got E6s and we got P8s and we got the older P3s and we got E3s and we got all kind of different stuff and helicopters and even Cessnas and all kind of stuff, little bitty older DC type aircraft, DC-3s, 4s, that kind of stuff, older transport aircraft, the small stuff from Vietnam, Korea, World War II that still sits somewhere and is being utilized for milk runs, etc., or for training, and they're being put into the fore to look for something, to look for something, and I tell you, Russian, or either Russian or and Chinese. Now, yesterday they were in the Great Lakes again, but they were also, we had U.S. transport, or U.S., excuse me, tankers on up in the Hudson Bay. And you know how big Hudson Bay is, and how it connects to the Atlantic over there to the east of it. Hudson Bay is an inland sea, and they're looking for stuff up there. So we're at a position to where it could be, boom, real quick. Joe Biden or somebody or Zelensky or somebody does something in the Ukraine or Britain. And then all of a sudden there's a launch. Well, the launch don't have to come just onto Ukraine. We've got the Rhode Island inside the Mediterranean, which is our biggest and baddest, you know, nuclear Ohio class nuclear sub. The Brits, they had to quick surface theirs because they ran into a little allegedly sabotage. And there's a fire on board. They had to jerk the prime minister out of his little meeting. Because, you see, the New World Order would rather be talking about the climate change. And currently climate change is like hurricanes ginned up to hit Florida again to punish DeSantis, you see. And I pray for everybody in the path. I know people have died on this hurricane as well, Nicole. And that Hurricane Ian areas are still not, they're still not coming back very as fast as they could, and they're still in deep trouble. But they're working on that, and they're working on the new stuff. And then this stuff is going to go on up, going to go on up with the rain and the storm surge on the Gulf side as well, and then on up into the Georgia, the Carolinas. To all my friends down in there and the friends in Jacksonville and all the good people I know, you got stuff coming at you over there. So we've got scenarios, though, that is possible, but at the same time, if there's a launch, the launch doesn't have to be from over in Ukraine or all the way in Russia, over the to get the U.S. Because they also lost yesterday or the day before, allegedly lost, let's just say allegedly, the U.S. military allegedly lost a Russian Boomer where its location at was at and where it went to. They lost and couldn't find it. Now, my idea is that it went into the deep trench and it's, you know, run silent, run deep, you know. It's sitting down there and somebody's got a little silver cup of tea and then maybe a nice bottle of vodka sitting on the other side with a shot glass or two, and they got their finger on the button, all right? Because you could launch just even regular cruise missiles out of there with nuclear warheads, multiple reentry vehicles each, you see? Whoosh, whoosh, and they could hit D.C., New York within 2 minutes or a minute or 2 minutes. Oceania. Belvoir, all the different places there along the coast. Even the sneaky, the farm, and then the sneaky special ops down there in the Carolinas on the coast, you know. But they can hit all of that, 10 targets, each one of the missiles or whatever. Pop, boom, 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 and take care of all of it. They blew the Tennessee Valley, and if they put, let's say, somebody gives the command and they launch out of tsunami wave machines out of the Great Lakes and run the Great Lakes to create what was said by the Russians last week. You remember what the Russians said last week? There will be nothing left of the United Kingdom, Great Britain. And nothing will be there. No island will even appear, okay? In the United States, they said, it will be gone and there will be a new naval strait. S-T-R-A-I-T, Naval Strait, down the center of it, which we will call, the Russians said, we will call the Strait of Stalin. Stalin Strait. Well, that's the popping of the Great Lakes with large tsunamis and other possible explosions to cause them to run straight down from north to south on down to the Gulf of Mexico. You could go down the Mississippi, the Illinois River into the Mississippi. You could come down the Ohio into the Mississippi, all right? All kind of different stuff, all right? You can see all of that. It just can come, and that is so much water. 1,000-foot tall tsunami, and how far that would go, and then when it gets in there, and if you blow a few other key little slivers of land that protect it, it all runs together, let me tell you. And then you would have the Straits of Stalin. So then we got Hudson Bay play. We had all the way down from Washington State all the way down the West Coast. Today, P-8s and stuff. And then also off the coast of San Diego over in there. The East Coast, we've had E-6 command and control ships, you know, vessel or command and control aircraft. And they're out there, and they got all kind of stuff and assets looking for Russian ships. They came up with an emergency action message 2 days ago. They came up an EAM, all right, to everybody out there, and then they said, now we're out here and we're standing by for traffic. So they had a lot of aircraft, and they had a lot of ships looking for Russian submarines. And then as of yesterday, apparently, one that they had been sort of tracking disappeared. Well, you know, you got the special screws on the submarines, the good ones. A lot of that technology had been stolen from the U.S. But then it was utilized, and it's sort of like the Red October could hide, you know, in the movie. I also recall that back at a certain point in time that there was an explosion off the coast of Maryland there, off of D.C. and in Maryland, and that I reported to you, this must have been back in 2004 or 5. I reported to you how there was a large number of nuclear devices that were going to blow up and down the East Coast in all the big cities and bases and what have you. And that all of those were interdicted by the MMV team led by a young man whose father was the head of the MMV. Then he and his team, Nest team, went in and they disarmed all of them except for one, which was in the Baltimore area. And it was roaming around. And there was a war or a battle for it in the streets, in warehouse districts down there. And a group of Navy SEALs at that point, or the MMB, which were not SEALs at that time frame, although later on they may have had parts of a dual Army and the Navy involved. But that's later on. But back then, it was taken down probably by the MMB. Could have been by SEAL, but let's just say the MMB. Because they were able to capture it, but they couldn't turn it off. Because that nuclear device back then was one of the most sophisticated types straight out of Los Alamos. And they took that and they took it off the coast of Maryland into a deep trench and they blew that device. And if you recall back then, if you were listening back then, there was a massive fish kill off of Maryland and Virginia, and they shut the beaches, and you couldn't go down to the deal and all of that because there was massive fish kills, and they didn't know why, and all of that kind of stuff. So we could get hit, the point is we could get hit in the United States from within the United States or from the Great Lakes or from just offshore. I mean, they have never been without Russian subs up and down the coastline, east, west. And then remember back in 2004 or 5, they had a Russian, like that was 2005, they had a Russian submarine that had been moving around the Gulf of Mexico for 6 months and nobody had ever even detected it. So, I mean, they could pop up, and I also recall seeing a video showing a Russian submarine sitting off the coast on a rocky little inlet not far from, I believe, Atlantic City. It's either Atlantic City or one of those Delaware or Maryland cities by the coast or other, but I think it was a New Jersey city. It had a boardwalk. It looked more like Atlantic City. And they were sitting there, and I think they came up just to get the saltwater taffy and order pizza. This ain't going to be even on Fox. And incidentally, the guy that Mark, whatever, Thiessen, whatever, he used to write speeches for Poppy Bush, all right, and George W. Bush, I believe. So he's a Bushite. And you got to remember that Poppy allegedly was of the German persuasion of a family called Scherf, S-C-H-E-R-F-F, Scherf family. Prescott and Poppy. But this Mark Thiessen, he went after Trump pretty big. And I think Trump, to be honest with you, is still naive. And I think he also lacks the attention factor. But I like Trump's policies. But I also told you early on how he was naive and all these people he was hiring were going to be bad for him, including, if you recall, old Hawk told you about, read it to you out of Terry Reid's book, remember? Compromise, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA. You remember that? Where I read it to you about who became Trump's attorney general at the end. Barr. And I gave you his code name from the CIA back then. Read it out of Terry Reid's book. And I've met Terry Reid. I met him a number of times and talked with him a lot. Years ago. So anyway, just going to tell you a little bit more here about what I hear on the backside. All right. So we could get hit from inside the United States or right offshore at any time. Within less than 5 minutes. Any target in the United States can be taken out by hypersonic missiles. Hypersonics. Russian or Chinese or perhaps even Iranian or North Korean. And then little Kimmy does have in a satellite two nuclear devices that could drop down and do EMP and take out our whole grid if China or somebody gives him the money and pays him to do it. And take out the entire power grid of the United States and send this country back to 1800 or 1799. No electricity other than what you would generate yourself. Now, as well as the Hudson Bay and the Great Lakes, and the Smoky Mountains, the TVA dam areas. We also heard about that we've got surveillance aircraft down off of Venezuela. Well, do you remember when old Hawk told you about the island Isla La Orquilla? Isla La Orquilla off the President's Island off of Venezuela. When Chavez was out there, it just happens to have Nazi subpens underneath the island, all right, which then the Russians were going into. And that's when Chavez bought all kind of armament from the Russians, Hind helicopters, Kalashnikovs, RPGs, shoulder-fired missiles, all kind of artillery, everything. And then Venezuela, since under Maduro, they have basically allowed the Russians in because they owe the Russians money for all that stuff. And they also have oil. And then if Russia and Venezuela and Iran, and then if via Red China, Saudi Arabia, and now be Brazil, which has gone leftist through China. We're going to have, or Russia, we're going to have Brazilian oil involved in all of that. Well, then you have enough oil to control the oil market. Particularly when Red China Joe, whose son allegedly was paid $1.45 billion, don't you know? With 10% always assigned and held for the big guy, don't you know? According to Bobulinski's interview on Fox News in the open back a few years ago. If they allow that to all happen and they shut down and continue to keep shut down the oil and natural gas, the fracking, and all the stuff in the United States, then this country is done for. The surplus oil and stuff in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. He's been giving that to certain countries, but also selling a large portion of it to an energy firm in Red China that allegedly his son owns stock in. Pay attention to what Lord Jesus has to say and then prepare as of Matthew 25. Talks about the lamp oil and the lamps. Well, that's a good place to start, isn't it? If you have no electricity and you're in the dark, and if there's somewhat of a nuclear winter and a lot of dust in the air, if you know what I mean. Well, then you may need some good old big scale Dietz lanterns and Petromax lanterns, and you may need, depending on how many hours a night you want of light, you can say you take 4 hours of light, okay, at night, and calculate that 365 days a year, and that's how much it works out when you look at how much a tank of oil or a tank of lamp oil lasts in a Dietz lantern or a Petromax or whatever. Then you calculate that out and figure out how many quarts or how many, you know, ounces or gallons or however you're going to measure it of lamp oil you're going to need. To have 3 to 4 hours of light during the night for the next year. You ought to consider that. But you also ought to consider the ancillary things like water. A Berkey water purification system with the black Berkey filters, which takes out viruses. Bad bacteria, parasites, and 99.9% of the chemicals. And it will take out some radiations as well. You then need something to store water in. Smaller, movable containers are better rather than the 55-gallon drums. Although if you can only got those, the blue barrel, the food-grade special plastic that is good for that, then use them also. But have you a pump or a siphon that will pump out of a hose into smaller containers for you to move and to run for the stronghold with if you need to? Firearms, ammunition. It could be an extremely cold winter, although it's weirding out a little bit being hot and cold. And any time they could flip that switch. And then with heating oil in the upper on the East Coast and natural gas and all the stuff, propane, all the heating things going up, you know, in a tall spike, an upright spike in terms of inflation, the people are going to have to, in order to either heat their home or they're going to have to eat. So I would tell you, if you haven't done it, and hats off to my buddy up there in the Alleghenies, who even in spite of the fact of having, prior to the true CIC, Lord Jesus taking care of it, having some issues health-wise, he was able to chop his wood and pile up big stacks. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil up there, brother. To all the people out there I know in the Iowa and Dunlap and Hampton and down there in Jacksonville, Florida, up in the Upper Peninsula, and the Maine maniacs, to all the good Mainers up there, and to those even in Massachusetts who used to live in Maine, all those good people, to the North Carolinians, the South Carolinians who keep bees, God bless you, and to the Northern Californians and the Southern Californians, even some down there, old Cap K. Say hi, because I want to make sure you're still in the good foot. To all of those in Texas and Nebraska, all the different places that I know and that correspond with me, or say hi, or email me at RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. Or if you want to help to keep me on the air, anything is most needed, believe me, or wanted, because I'm trying to do the same things you're trying to do. But with a little perhaps more heat on my communications and physical personage, I kind of, out of the corner of my eye, I see stuff that don't, cars behind me that stay too long, that kind of crap, you know? Had all kind of computer trouble, as you know. But be that may, I'm still on the air, thanks to the Lord Jesus. If you want to keep me on the air, I'm still trying to be obedient to what the Lord Jesus wants me to do. Strike blows against enemies and to warn the remnant of what's to come and how to prepare. Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, a little bit of platinum, or a check can be sent to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hello also to those on the Warren Soul Drive and to those Buffalo girls, you know what I mean? Up in Buffalo. A lot of good people. You kept me on the air over 18 years, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm trying to be obedient to what the Lord Jesus tells me to do. If you also, if you need gold or silver, or if you would like, I mean, Brother Quayle has got really good private briefings and his Steve, the Q-Files 2.0 that you can subscribe to. You go to stevequayle.com. Many of you are already probably listening off of this show from that site. But you can also go up there and Steve is coming out with, in December, The Lies of Men and Gods, The Genetic Corruption and Destruction of the Human Race. There's all kind of videos and CDs that Steve has you can get. It's just incredible. And stevequayle.com or call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. And if you ask for Steve, or if you get Daryl, his capable manager, if you get his son Tyler, you tell him old Hawk sent you. Okay, and order up what you need to order up. 406-586-4840. And Steve will take good care of you. Have him get it to you quick. If you want the gold or the silver or any of the other items, tell him to get it to you quick. And then the other people I always tell you about, because they're on fire for the Lord Jesus, in the Montagnard tribe regions of Indochina, the Nunemaker family, Dave and Debbie Nunemaker, they've been doing missionary work over there for years, and then now we've helped them over the number of years now. You, the good people in the audience, have provided a lot of help because you've been providing brand new Bibles and hymn books done in the dialects of those mountain villages. And that's in Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, Shan states of China, and Myanmar. It goes all across that whole area. And then each one goes up in circuitous routes, and they get delivered, and they have baptisms, they hold church, they train new pastors to go out to the other remote areas, other villages. So I will tell you what, if you want to help them at all and get some of those Bibles in the dialects of the mountain yards, anything will be sent to Dave and Debbie Nunemaker, N-U-N-E, N-U-N-A-M-A-K-E-R, Nunamaker, or Nunamaker, or Indochina Bible Project, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, that's with a Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunamaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may Lord Jesus protect you against all evil, may return it to you 10,000-fold. And yes, Mr. D.E., yes, I do know, because I know some of the people that were in that group, okay? And Tony Accardo was the real boss. And Paul DeWayter Rico were the boss. Momo Mooney was high up, but was not necessarily the top slot, because the outfit always has divided leadership. But yes, they stole the elections in Illinois and West Virginia for JFK as requested by his father in return for certain whatever considerations. Yep. I agree, but Mooney was not necessarily the top man. And incidentally, I also used to know the guy who used to tend bar, you know, at that certain tavern that Al Capone used to own downtown, the one that was in the movie with James Caan and the thief, the Green Mill, all right? I used to know the bartender of that place. Anyway. Well, we're back to Boss Queen. I'm going to tell you what. Don't go into their Luciferian knife out of pie. Step back. Read the Bible. Read Lord Jesus has to tell you about what's coming. Prepare in earnest. Water, food, ammunition. All the things. Survive. Without power. Without gasoline, without people. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemy. Perhaps you can do something down there at the G20. Red Nigger Rangers, I know you're ready. Go see Lieutenant Tanner. Mickey LaPool, baby, you're the best on the optics. And ain't nobody touching you in your sleeve. Stuff hand to hand. Road and track and Little L. Balance your studies. Balance your math, your science, your history,